This is Apollo Control at 80 hours, 12 minutes. The guidance and control officer reports that from looking at the replay of data from that descent orbit insertion maneuver performed at the end of the second revolution, he reports that the engine appeared to perform normally in every respect, and we're currently showing Apollo 16 in an orbit 58.6 nautical miles by 9.9, and we expect that that will continue to be refined somewhat. Ken Mattingly has completed a series of exercises that deploy certain of the experiments in the service module, scientific instrument module bay, the SIM bay experiments, the gamma ray and gamma ray spectrometer and mass spectrometer on 25-foot and 24-foot booms, respectively, were extended to their full-out position and then retracted to check the operation. Mattingly then extended the mass spectrometer to about a third of its length and turned it on. It's about 8.4 feet out from the side of the service module now on its retractable boom, and also turned on the laser altimeter. The mass spectrometer is designed to gather information on the nature and composition of the lunar atmosphere, also to detect contaminants in that atmosphere, such things as the volatile products.
2 minutes from LOS.
All righty. See you in a little while.
Roger.
The mass spectrometer detects such things as the volatile products given off by volcanoes, should any of those happen to be active around this time. Would also detect water vapor, should that exist in the lunar atmosphere. The other experiment activated by Mattingly was the laser altimeter. You heard him ask how that was performing. The report from the orbital science officer here was that it appeared to be functioning normally. This device measures the spacecraft altitude above the lunar surface and is correlated with panoramic camera photographs obtained of the lunar surface. Putting these two bits of information together, the photo and the laser altimeter data, it's possible to determine within about 6 feet the elevation of lunar surface features. We're now about 45 seconds from losing radio contact with Apollo 16 as the spacecraft passes behind the moon on its third revolution. We'll be reacquiring, reestablishing radio contact at the beginning of the fourth revolution in about 45 minutes.
Houston, 16, you read?
Roger.
Okay, Hank, I'm up with the biomed. Take a quick look at it.
Looks good.
Okay, since we're going to put on our LCGs tonight, I don't put on the